Just like to read a scripture from John's Gospel in chapter 14. Those well-known verses at the start of the chapter. John 14, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe on God, believe also on me. In my Father's house there are many abodes. Were it not so, I had told you. For I go to prepare you a place. And if I go and shall prepare you a place, I am coming again and shall receive you to myself, that where I am, ye also may be. And ye know where I go, and ye know the way. Thomas says to him, Lord, we know not where thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus says to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father unless by me. One more verse, please, in the Psalms, Psalm number 17. Psalm 17 and verse 15. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. It's a wonderful prospect, isn't it, this heavenly home? What it will be to be with Christ. And to be completely at rest in the knowledge of his love. And although this chapter, these verses in John 14, have probably been used many, many times in occasions like this, don't they come to our hearts with a freshness that stirs our hearts in thanksgiving to one who has been into death and has broken its power and has come forth triumphant? And if he hadn't done it, there would be no triumph in this meeting today. We could give thanks for the life of one whom we've respected and loved. But oh, to give thanks for the life of the one who has broken the power of death and who is now exalted at God's right hand in heaven. How wonderful it is, you know, that we can rejoice even in the presence of death today. That Thomas's question has been answered. David, the one whom we loved and whom we miss now, he knew where he was going. And he knew the way. Question is as to whether we know. But look, I just want to tell you about the wonderful prospect that the believer has before him. The prospects of this heavenly home. And it's a very special place, you know. We probably each have our homes and we can be thankful for them and we enjoy being there. But you know, there's nothing like the home above. And you know why it is? Because the home above is where Jesus is. And everyone that knows what it is for their sins to have been washed away through his precious blood has the wonderful prospect of being there with him eternally. What a joy it is for our hearts. We can rejoice together in the presence of death, and how else could we do it? Only because we know we have a link with a glorious Saviour, and he's ascended tonight, even looking upon us each one as we are here, knowing our hearts and knowing our sorrows. But the glory and greatness of what he has done is going to fill eternity. And we shall rejoice with him in all that has been done. I just want to tell you for a moment about the last conversation that I had with our brother David, which was not long after he gave out that hymn. And he spoke to me about his heavenly home. And I just couldn't change the subject. He wanted to speak about it, and he went on to speak about it with me, and they were precious memories that I have of one who had his eye upon the goal above. And for him, death had no fear, but he rejoiced that there was a home above that had been prepared for him. What a home it is, you know, where we can be perfectly at rest in the enjoyment of an eternal love. Where every sorrow will have gone forever and passed away. You think of the reference in Revelation to the hand that wipes away every tear. Oh, the sorrows of life, there have been some tears in relation to them, and probably still are. But you know, the hand that wipes away the tears is the expression of the love of a father's heart towards you. He knows your sorrows even now, and he'd love to draw near in all the tenderness of his love and just be with you to comfort you, whether you're young, whether you're older, however near you have been to our departed brother. Yet there's one who wants to draw near to you now and give you the comfort that he loves to provide. Oh, if you hadn't known the weeping, you'd never know the hand that wipes the tears away. Oh, the wonder of divine grace that provides for the believer at a time like this, so that our hearts can be lifted up into the enjoyment of a love that is real and living and present for everyone who is seated here today. And I thank God that we have such a prospect before us that we're going to be with that one in the day to come. Nothing can set aside the work that Jesus has done upon the cross. It stands firm and sure like a rock. And everything has been established in view of our coming into our eternal home. Well, I would just ask, is everyone ready? The home has been prepared for you, but are you prepared for it? Do you know the way? Do you know where you're going? I thank God that as I look around upon the company here today, I know that most, if not all, know that precious Saviour. But I would just like to just give that gospel appeal, because I know what it would have been in David's heart too, that you should know that there's a Saviour and that he's able for you, and that everything's been done so that this heavenly home can soon be yours. Well, you know, there's something very special about this heavenly home, and I want to turn to Psalm 17 just for a moment. It's a psalm that brings to our hearts the wonderful joy that will characterize everybody that's there. You know, as for me, I will behold thy faith in righteousness. I shall be satisfied. Those are the words I wanted. How many of us here today can say that our souls are really satisfied, that our hearts are really satisfied? Or there may be things that we enjoy, things that give us pleasure, but they pass for a time. They're not eternal. But this home that I'm telling you about, it's an eternal home. What we enjoy there isn't passing. It's there and it'll be ours forever. You know, our minds can hardly take it in, can we? But oh, the joy that this psalmist expresses here. His joy is that when he awakes, he'll be satisfied with thy likeness. Now you see, we come back to the person. We come back to Jesus. The one who has saved us from our sins. The one who has become precious to us through the sorrows of our pathway here. We come back to him personally. And he is everything to our hearts. You can hardly imagine, can you, what it will be throughout eternity for your heart to never have a want. For your heart to be absolutely satisfied. I can't take it in, but it's there in Scripture and I know it's true. And I believe it because I believe on the one who has made it possible. He's done it all. He's provided for me in time for the salvation of my sins. He's provided for me eternally with an eternal home. And that home, that eternal home, is available to everyone that's here today. Wonderful, isn't it? The gospel message. When you think of it, the greatness and glory of it. Do you know the way? Do you know where you're going? Just the same as our brother David did. Then that home will be precious to your heart. Then you'll look forward to the day when he comes to take all who will be, all that belong to him, to be forever with him and take you to that eternal home. There'll be no problem getting there. Oh, the power of divine love will gather in everyone that belongs to him. I would that everyone in this room was among them. Till we await that call, that archangel's voice, that trump of God, when he will gather everyone to be forever for his praise and glory. Our hearts satisfied, his heart satisfied too. An answer from those who love him. Well, may these things just touch our hearts and stir us towards the one who has done it all. We triumph today in the presence of death because of our Saviour. May we do so for his name's sake.